Welcome to Taste and See, Discovering the Bible, 2 minutes at a time, with author and teacher, Jabe Nicholson.
Ezra 3 concludes as follows, quote, "Many of the old men who had seen the first temple wept with a loud voice when the foundation of this temple was laid. Yet many shouted aloud for joy, so that the people could not discern the noise of the shout of joy from the noise of the weeping of the people, and the sound was heard afar off." Verses 12 and 13. I suppose the Lord hears that from his people every day. There is much to weep over in our world, but there is much to rejoice over too. The mark of a servant, says Paul, is one who is, quote, "as sorrowful, yet always rejoicing." 2 Corinthians 6:10. Sorrow is an emotion of the soul, but joy is a fruit of the Spirit. But it wasn't just the Lord who hurt his people. Quote, "Now the adversaries of Judah and Benjamin heard that the descendants of the captivity were building the temple of the Lord God of Israel." Ezra 4, verse 1. Count on it. When God's people begin to work, the enemy soon shows up. When the sower plants good seed, the enemy sows tares. If, quote, "a great and effective door has opened to me," be sure, quote, "there are many adversaries." 1 Corinthians 16, verse 9. But notice the enemy's first tactic, quote, "Let us build with you, for we seek your God as you do." Ezra 4, verse 2. This may seem very encouraging on the surface, but remember that the Holy Spirit inspired that word adversaries. This was clearly a ploy, and it becomes obvious by what follows. Quote, "Then the people of the land tried to discourage the people of Judah. They troubled them in building, and hired counselors against them to frustrate their purpose all the days of Cyrus, king of Persia," verses 4 and 5. They were insistent in their ploys, resistant in their purpose, and persistent in their plan. If you're facing headwinds in your ministry, be encouraged. The devil doesn't bother sleeping saints. God is for you.
Find more of Jabe's Bible Talks at uplook.tv.